is the Abilene area forecast. Rest of the day, partly cloudy, cooler. Highs in the lower 70s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds. A 20% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 40s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And now for the extended forecast. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Cooler. Highs in the upper 50s. North winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 40%. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-30s. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning and clearing. Highs in the lower 60s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 20%. Sunday night, clear. Lows in the upper 30s. Monday, sunny, warmer. Highs in the upper 70s. Monday night and Tuesday, clear. Lows around 50. Highs around 80. Tuesday night, clear. Lows in the upper 50s. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Cooler. Lows in the upper 40s. Thursday, sunny. Highs in the lower 70s.
The current time is 2:27 p.m. Central Standard Time. At 2 p.m., skies were mostly sunny at Abilene. The temperature was 65 degrees. The dew point 43. And the relative humidity 44%. The wind was north at 10 miles an hour. The pressure 29.93 inches and falling. At Sweetwater, skies were partly sunny. 61 degrees. Dew point 37. And the relative humidity 41%. Wind north at 15 miles an hour. Pressure 29.95 inches and falling. At Amarillo, it was cloudy. Temperature 48 degrees. Wind northeast at 8 miles an hour. It was partly sunny at Lubbock. 59 degrees. Wind east at 15 miles an hour. At Wichita Falls, it was cloudy. 61 degrees. Wind north at 12. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it was partly sunny. 68 degrees. Wind north at 13 miles an hour. Midland, it was sunny. 64 degrees. Wind east at 10. At San Angelo, skies were mostly sunny. 66 degrees. 2.45, and relative humidity 46%. Wind northeast at 12 miles an hour. Pressure 29.89 inches and falling. Junction. Skies were mostly sunny. 76 degrees. 2.48, and relative humidity 37%. Wind variable at 6 miles an hour. Pressure 29.85 inches and falling. At Austin, it was partly sunny. Temperature 79 degrees. Wind variable at 5 miles an hour. Groundwood, skies were partly sunny. 70 degrees. 2.46. And relative humidity 43%. Wind northeast at 6 miles an hour. Pressure 29.89 inches and falling. At San Antonio, it was partly sunny. 79 degrees. Wind southeast at 9. Again, at Abilene, skies were mostly sunny. The temperature was 65 degrees. Wind was north at 10 miles an hour.
You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio, station WXK29 in Abilene. This broadcast originates from the National Weather Service office in San Angelo and serves the Big Country. are some important life-saving tips you can take during a tornado. If a tornado warning is issued for your area, or if you see or hear a tornado approaching, it is very important to move quickly, as seconds can save lives. Seek shelter in the lowest floor of your home or business, and avoid windows. Go to a small room in the center of the building, such as a bathroom or closet, under a stairwell, or in an interior hallway with no windows. Crouch as low as possible to the floor, facing down, and cover your head with your hands. A bathtub may offer partial protection as well. If possible, you should cover yourself with some sort of thick padding, like a mattress or blankets, to protect against falling debris. Do not attempt to open the windows, as was common practice in the past. It is now known that this will cause more substantial damage to the structure, even if it is not directly hit by the tornado, and will waste valuable seconds in seeking proper protection. Mobile homes should be abandoned. If your mobile home community has a storm shelter, go there quickly. If there is no storm shelter or permanent, sturdy building nearby, lie flat in a low spot on the ground, and protect your head. If possible, use open ground away from trees and cars, which can be blown down onto you. At school, follow the direction of your teacher. Go to an interior room or hallway as instructed. Crouch low to the floor with your head down, and protect the back of your head with your arms. Stay away from large, open rooms like gymnasiums or auditoriums. In a shopping mall or large store, do not panic. Move as quickly as possible to an interior room or other small enclosed area away from windows. In a car or a truck, keep in mind that vehicles are extremely dangerous and offer no protection from a tornado. Safely pull off the road, get out and seek shelter in a sturdy building. If there is not a sturdy building nearby, find a ditch or other low spot on the ground. Lie flat and protect the back of your head with your arms. Do not seek shelter under an overpass, as they offer no protection and actually make the wind speed stronger.